Hey there, you are listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2. So in this podcast, I'm gonna speak something randomly about COVID-19. So don't worry, I'm not gonna say same things which many people said you in different social media platforms, like what is COVID-19, what happens to your body, why you should be precautionated, nothing like that. So in this, I'm gonna try to tell you the common mistakes of our public doing in the matter of saving themselves from getting attacked by the virus. So yeah, I want you all to listen to the podcast very well, so that you will, if in case you may feel that yes, I have also done the same mistake, so please correct it so that you can live safe. So yeah, let's go into the topic. So the common preliminary and the first step which we take in ourselves, like to protect ourselves from the virus, is face mask. So we people know why we have to wear face mask, but there are some people among our community or society, like who doesn't know the real back image of wearing the face mask, which can protect our lives. So I'm just gonna tell you some scenes where I saw people wearing it in different styles. When I went out for some work and I saw many people wearing the face masks in different angle, you know, different way of styles. And for example, they will be wearing, they'll be buying a mask which is so small, which only covers their nostrils, that is their nose. And you can see their mouth is completely open, so they think they are covering the nose and yeah, they are protecting themselves. No, you have the mouth open, you have air passage through your mouth too. So the virus can also get infect you through the mouth. So please cover your nose and the mouth together. And you can see some people only covering your mouth. Even that's false. And you can see some person just wearing a mask because government have asked you to wear a mask, but they don't cover your face, like your mouth or nose. They're just gonna keep on your neck and they're gonna like, yeah, I'm wearing a mask. So that doesn't even matter. It's like waste. You're having a plate, but you're keeping your idli on the floor and eating. It's worthless of having the plate, right? So if you see anyone doing that mistake, please kindly ask them not to do that and please help them to protect their life. Okay, let's come to the types of mask people use. There are mostly four types of mask people use. One is surgical mask and one is respirators. Okay, and the third one is cloth mask. The fourth one is a handkerchief or a cloth which we dust our vehicle or something, you just tie it around your face. So what's the difference of these stuffs, you know? First, let's take the respirators, N95 respirators. Even the good news as well as sad news, which I'm using, is also a respirator. So actually, respirators are mainly used for the medical workers who are in the front line. Like in a very critical stages they used to work, right? Like with a very serious patient of corona, and they are like working always together with them, so they'll be in need of having a N95 respirators. It's very protective. It's N95 because there's a unit for N95. It means 95% of the air molecules will be filtered. That's the actual meaning of N95. So at least 95% of the air particles are filtered, so it's very hard for a virus to penetrate into your nostrils or the air passage. So let's come to the second type of the mask, which is surgical mask. Surgical mask is like always necessary for the healthline workers, the workers who supports the frontline workers like doctors and stuff. The nurse and the healthline workers will need surgical mask because it's very comfortable to wear and it's very lightweight, and it has 3-layer protection which helps them from being safe from the virus spreading. So like what common people should do, they should try opting any of the mask, like surgical mask or the cloth mask. Let's speak about the cloth mask first. What's cloth mask? Cloth mask are like recently got on the trend, you know, like people who, when we got to know the hike of the price of the respirators and surgical masks, and there is a demand for the doctors, the frontline workers, for the masks like the N95 and the surgical masks, we people started to search for new stuffs, like, so they started to make masks with clothes. Actually, it's a very good idea and it's recommended by many organizations also. Like, it cloth mask helps you in preventing stuffs, but the problem is we use N95 or surgical mask, which we often rotate it. Like, we used to throw it and get it new. When you people having cloth mask, the first thing is it's little inefficient, you know. It's not so efficient like N95 or the respirators. It won't save you from a lot of molecules because it's a cloth. It has minute pores and virus can stay on the thing. Moreover, I have seen many people like using their mask so negligible way. Like, they throw it down, they keep it out, and they don't know which side they are wearing often. Like, you wear it in like front side first, and after some time you keep it down, and without your knowledge you just turn it and wear it. So what happens, the layer which was outside first will be inside now. So if the virus is stuck on the outside layer, it will come in inside, so you are gonna breathe the virus. It's no use. So wearing a mask in a proper way also matters. Moreover, try to use cloth masks if in case there is demand for doctors and healthline workers that you can't buy surgical mask. If there is no demand, such demand, and there is no hike in price, please use surgical mask or N95. That will help you a lot. So next thing will be medication. So as soon as the ICMR announced that we are approving the hydroxychloroquine and tablets for treating COVID-19 patients who are in critical situation, people around me, like even my relatives, to be frank, they even rushed to all the pharmacies and they were like, please give me hydroxychloroquine and tablets, because they were thinking if we get COVID-19 and if you are tested positive, you eat it, you are gonna be fine. No one knew the drawback of it and no one knew what's the procedure, how to use it. And there was one more trend running, like Ayush Minister of India, like they were telling we are approving a tablet for a pre-precautionary method, like it's called arsenic album 35 or something. People didn't even know what is it. They went to the shop, they started buying it a lot, and even that was cheap because it's a homeopathy medicine. And they thought if you eat it, you're gonna be completely free from coronavirus. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, what the hell? People around whole country, like whole world, they are trying to find vaccine for that, and you guys are telling you eat the tablet, you're gonna be fine. No, please note, there is no proper vaccine or medicine for coronavirus, so don't spread wrong information. When you are getting to know there is some medicine which you are gonna help from COVID-19, research about it. Speak to a proper medicine person. Speak to a doctor or speak to a medical student who's at least doing his third year or fourth year. You just speak to them. They'll advise you properly. Instead, please don't go to a pharmacy and buy it. Of course, the pharmacy people are not gonna tell you what's the drawback. They're gonna sell it because they want money. So please don't ask anyone to buy medicines, or don't allow them to wear the mask in an improper way, or whatever they do, illogical to the measurement which is instructed by the WHO. Please stop them and help them in this situation. So I know today's podcast must be a little boring, but the fact is, as a medical student, I have the responsibility to spread this awareness among people, like what mistakes you are doing. So please share this podcast as much as possible, and I hope you guys benefited. Keep listening to my podcast, as it is available in 8 different platforms like Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Anchor FM, and JioSaavn, Spotify, etc. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2.